Hey, we've made it to Friday. Yeah, can you wake up and look out there? Yeah, that is new white snow. It's the temperatures aren't too bad at all, but we do have snow out. The state crews have been out plowing and taking care of the highways in good order. We really didn't get all that much snow. And we're going to talk about that weather forecast coming up in just a little bit. If you are traveling over toward Republic, the no restrictions on the roadway, but there is compact snow, ice on Sherman Pass. They do have 32 degrees this morning up on Sherman Pass. So if you plan on doing any traveling, that is the status if you're headed toward Republic. Good morning, Eric Carpenter here. This is KCVL, KCRK. Today we're going to kind of wrap things up. All week long we've been talking about how the food banks, the pantries, how the food situation is. And of course, if you go to the grocery store, some things you see bare shelves, some things, well, the prices have skyrocketed. Well, today being our last day of coverage on food assistance here in the Tri-County area, we thought maybe we would hear from the smaller food pantries, the outliers, Orient, Cusick. Well, here's the comments from the Addy Rescue Mission, what they say about their current situation, partly in light due to the lack of deliveries from Second Harvest out of Spokane.
We have one shipment a month from Spokane that has been dropped for a couple months due to the lack of food that they have. Second Harvest is the one that is not delivering. We do get a lot of food from them, but we have had a real shortage of food from them even before they sent us a notice that they weren't going to be able to give us anything for those months. We seem to be maintaining a little bit, I guess, that you would say, holding our own, but we kind of work in concert with others around. In other words, Colville gets a lot of food from the realtors, Safeway, Super One, Grocery Outlet, etc. So they give us a lot, or as much as they can. And in return, we kind of have helped out Hunters. I think all of the food outlets, or all the food banks, food pantries, I think they're all feeling a little crunch here. We try to help one another out from place to place where we can. There's just been a noticeable difference. It's been tough, but we're kind of maintaining and holding our own.
All right. Similar for a lot of the other food pantries that we talked with about this series. I had to be in Spokane yesterday for a treatment, and Second Harvest has a sharp looking bus driving around Spokane. Second Harvest has had a Spokane Transit bus donated to them, and so it's trotting around Spokane, and got quite the decals and the paint job on that one. That Second Harvest, very active, but not right now in the outlying areas. Northeast Hunger Coalition. Talk to them about some of maybe the solutions in helping fight food insecurity here in our area.
My name is Stephanie Smith. I'm the executive director of Northeast Washington Hunger Coalition. We need to identify gleaning opportunities where food is falling and going to waste because it's the end of the season, or UPIC didn't clean it out so we can go and get whatever's left. However, last year, I think because of the increased cost of food, some of our U-Pick places got picked out and there wasn't anything left to glean. So we're trying to put a grow a row program together where people say, I'll grow an extra row of broccoli, carrots, potatoes, onions, and I'll donate it to Northeast Washington Hunger Coalition and we will distribute it. So the other thing we hope by increasing our cold storage is that maybe we can purchase things that last. Typically, we function just during our growing season, and then we don't have anything to distribute past about the end of October. But if we have acceptable cold holding and can obtain the funds, maybe we can purchase end of season potatoes and onions and apples, things that store well, and kind of increase our distribution period. And so I'm contracting with local farmers to grow plant starts, veggie starts, and then we hired a little gal just getting her biology degree to go out to each food bank, and people who sign up, they can get instruction, and I'm getting seeds donated. We want them to start growing their own food. And so we're trying to tackle hunger from a lot of directions. Once a seed company sells last year's seed, whatever they have left, they'll donate to charities. So I've got a bag of seed from Baker Creek. I have a local farmer saying he has last year's seed left over. And it's almost like whatever works. And this is new. Last year, we had such a cold, wet spring. We had funds to buy produce, and there was no local produce to buy. So we bought plant starts. And people were delighted to get a tomato, a bell pepper, a squash plant, and to go home and plant it. And so that birthed this idea of, hey, those people can't go to the farmer's market and buy a plant, but if we take it to them and we get them a pot, and you know, we really have a mental health crisis going on, COVID isolated people. And the truth is, studies are showing that people who grow something improve in mental health, get their hands in the dirt and see something good happen, it improves mental health. And so that's a side benefit. We're trying to feed people and help people feed themselves.
You know, that is something that we are still just getting out of, and hopefully maybe this spring and summer we'll get out of it. But the government's so scared people to death of getting out and around other people, and maybe if they grow their own vegetables, that'll help out. Second Harvest says they are going to continue with their mobile deliveries as soon as they can. Right now they are not. We'll let you know when they restart and start delivering to the food banks and the pantries here in our area.
Experience, technology, satisfaction, a written warranty, and over 30 years experience. That's what makes Davis Auto Rebuild stand out from the rest. At Davis Auto Rebuild, customers are our number one priority, and we realize how difficult it is to be without your vehicle. So we make it easier for you with loaner and rental cars, and also help with your insurance claims. Call Davis Auto Rebuild at 684-3137 or stop in at 1175 South Main in Colville and see the Davis Auto Rebuild difference.
You know, it's become an issue everywhere. Organized retail theft. There is a bill in the Washington State Senate that wants to deal at least somewhat with this organized retail theft, the rings that we are seeing. Loudon Espinoza talks about that.
Senator Nikki Torres's legislation creates a tougher penalty for stealing at least $750 worth of merchandise with two or more accomplices.
People are just walking in, and sometimes within a few minutes, another person that walks in or two other people walk in right within less than 5 minute span of the first person, and they're actually together, and they're walking in, grabbing merchandise, and just walking right out the front door.
The Pasco Republican says the measure is crucial to protecting retailers, consumers, and Black, Indigenous, and people of color communities disproportionately affected by the retail theft epidemic.
People knew that they could get away with it, so they were going in and just getting a slap on the hand and just walking out pretty much. And retailers are really tired of it. They're losing a lot of money because of this, and they really want it to stop.
The bill cleared the Senate Law and Justice Committee and now moves to the Budget Committee. I'm Loudon Espinoza.
Think about the best night's sleep that you ever had. At Saunders Furniture, we are dedicated to helping you sleep like that. With breakthrough solutions to help relieve pressure, aches, and pains, keeping cool if you sleep hot, and even automatically detecting and responding to snoring, so you get that deep, comfortable, undisturbed rest you deserve. Skip the trip to Spokane and trust your local furniture and mattress dealer. Plus, interest-free financing for 1 year at Saunders Furniture, making houses into homes.
Some of the legislators have not given up on reining in the governor's emergency powers. A new effort's been launched in Olympia. They're still trying to rein in the governor's emergency powers. John Satgas talked with us about that.
For more than 2.5 years during the pandemic, Governor Jay Inslee issued dozens of emergency proclamations with very little input from the legislature and virtually no input from the public. Washington is only one of four states that hands over unilateral authority to the governor to declare a state of emergency. Yakima Representative Chris Corey has introduced House Bill 1535 to change that.
1535 isn't even about Inslee. It's about restoring checks and balances in our state government. You know, even though the COVID pandemic is over and the emergency powers are gone, it's now more important than ever to get this done so that the citizens can have confidence that their government can respond to their needs.
Corey and Centralia Representative Peter Abarno are proposing to limit the governor's state of emergency to 60 days, unless extended by the legislature. The bill would also give the legislature more power to terminate a state of emergency. The two Republican lawmakers say it's time to ensure the public and the lawmakers who represent them have a voice during emergencies. John Satgast, the state capitol.
Well, yesterday was the day that the state Supreme Court heard the arguments on Governor Inslee's new state income tax. Not sure exactly how to put it. Because according to the governor, this new income tax would only affect like 7,000 people in the state. And, you know, that is just such a lie. The 7% income tax would affect when you sell, it only exempts the first $250,000 of gains. So we all know what kind of prices houses are now, even in Colville. They've been this way a long time over on the west side, and Spokane has had high house prices. Try and find a house in Colville. Most all of the houses are well over $250,000 now, of any of the new houses going up. So if you sell some stocks, you have a retirement account, 401k or an IRA account, only $250,000 of that is exempt, and then you get a 7% tax to the state of Washington. Now, most people who have been contributing to IRA accounts or who have a 401k account have way over $250,000 in that account. The state says this will bring in about $500 million a year. Same old baloney. They say it'll help pay for public education. You know, the state, you know, it's kind of like saying the lottery goes to pay for public education. This income tax for Washington State, Yeah, on my level, that is a good, a good deal of why most of my money and my new investments have been made not in Washington State. They are in a state that has no income tax and has no plans to make an income tax, because 7% on sales over $250,000. Call it what it is. It's a 7% income tax is what Governor Inslee wants. Well, yesterday was when the arguments were made. Rob McKenna made the pitch against this income tax before the state Supreme Court. Of course, Bob Ferguson, really promoting it. If the people of Washington want an income tax, really easy, put it on the ballot. Make it legal. But the voters have 10 times rejected both constitutional amendments and initiatives that would have made Washington have an income tax. Voters have rejected it 10 times. State constitution, we can't have an income tax. Governor Inslee and Bob Ferguson, doesn't matter to them. The court is allowing the state to collect the tax beginning in April, pending their decision. But you sure hope the legislature has brains not to spend that money before the court makes the decision, just in case the state Supreme Court makes a constitutional ruling. So anyway, last year, Douglas County Superior Court judge sided with those challenging this income tax as a forbidden tax. Bob Ferguson appealed it straight to the Supreme Court. And the Edmonds School District and the Washington Education Association they sided with Bob Ferguson and Jay Inslee and want the income tax. We'll see what happens. Those arguments made yesterday with the state Supreme Court.
A forest health message to all timber landowners. Insects, disease, and suppressed stands of timber have created an unhealthy forest environment that is susceptible to wildfire. Forest health is a concern to our community and to us at Vaughan Brothers Lumber. To discuss the possible options available for your timberland, call our experienced forestry team at 509-684-5071 for a free on-site consultation, or look us up on the web at www.vaughanbrothers.com.
High school basketball coming up tonight. Lakeside takes on Colville, 5:45 and 7:30. We'll have those games on the radio. Sixth-ranked Arizona, and they defeated Washington State last night, 63-58. The means the Cougars, they won down in Arizona, and Arizona wins up in Pullman. When Washington State defeated Arizona, they were ranked 5, and that's the first time that the Cougars have ever beaten a top-5 ranked opponent in college basketball. Cougars ended Arizona's 28-game home winning streak with that, but yeah, Arizona still ranked number 6, and they came up and defeated the Cougars last night. Coming up on Sunday, we'll have NFL championship football. That'll be on 92.1 KCRK. Philadelphia taking on San Francisco, 11 o'clock pregame, and followed by the Cincinnati-Kansas City game. Going to be on 92.1 KCRK. A look at today's local weather forecast brought to you by ABC Heating and Electric at 411 West 2nd. If you're looking for a little comfort in your life, call the expert, your Carrier dealer at ABC Heating and Electric. Call Deb for an appointment, 684-2018. Maybe a little more precipitation by before 8 o'clock, but that's going to be kind of it for the day. High temperature today near 39 means most all this snow should melt off fairly quickly. 40% chance of snow tonight, maybe a half inch or so, not much. 22 for an overnight low. Snow tomorrow on Saturday. The temperature only getting up to around 26 degrees, but during the day, by midday tomorrow, so we may get to 26 degrees for a high, but by early afternoon, we're expecting temperatures only around 18 degrees tomorrow. Tomorrow night, throw an extra blanket on, leave the water run a little bit. 5 below zero Saturday night, sunshine 19 the high Sunday, 0 and clear Sunday night, 18 the high on Monday, 22 the high Tuesday, 25 on Wednesday. By Wednesday night, 15 the low, going to warm up just a little bit, and 31 the high, but a possibility of some snow on Thursday. Carrier dealers, they are the authorities at getting peak performance from your heating and cooling systems, ABC Heating and Electric. They're at 411 West 2nd here in Caulfield. You're waking up to white on the sidewalk and everywhere around the roadways. Yeah, clean your car off good so you can see when you head out driving. Barometer still up at 30.10, although that is quite a bit lower than it has been. Good morning. It is a Friday weekend right around the corner, 7:32. I'm Eric Carpenter, and this is KCVL KCRK.